Hey, it's Mal.
And Maddie, and this is Smatter of Fact.
Just two best friends dabbling and speaking with superficial knowledge on our subjects.
In other words, a smattering of facts.
Hi.
I'm gonna have to edit that long silence out. I feel like I usually talk first, so I was waiting for you. So, what's your first question I have, what happened with the bathroom situation?
What
Anything
happened?
else? Like, I know we heard the story last week, but like, did anything else happen with it? They just patched it up, nothing else has happened, no more leakage.
No more that I can. They like went inside the wall and like fixed it, and then they patched up the ceiling. So yeah, nothing has happened. I have not attempted another bath, so
Okay, that was more my question of,
no.
did they need to be called
No.
again? That's good. Am I allowed to like share the news about your growing family?
Oh my gosh. We're adopting a cat. No humans yet.
Yay!
Yes, we're getting here tomorrow, and I'm so excited. I haven't been able to stop thinking about her.
What time are you getting her tomorrow?
After work at 6:30.
That's so exciting. She's such a cute little nugget.
She really is. She really is.
Did you settle on a name?
Yep, we're gonna name her Maisie.
Does she have a middle name?
No. Does Rory have a middle name?
Oh, Rory has a full name. Her name
Oh.
is Miss Aurora Renesmee Paws Parker.
Renesmee?
No, it's not just Renesmee, it's Renesmee Paws. One word.
Okay. I don't really remember this.
Well, it was because that one summer that I got her, the first summer I had her, she just looked at my computer. Thanks, Rory. We were watching Twilight and we were joking about like names that sounded good with Rory. And I was like, haha, what about Renesmee Paws? And we just stuck.
That's really funny.
Yep.
Aurora.
Yes, and she's sniffing. That's where the child slobbered on me today.
Lovely. She says, I'm gonna slobber right on top of that.
Yeah, seriously. Go under. Okay, good girl. Yeah, so anything else exciting? I'm trying to think. Nope. Not from our end. Oh, we get to see each other in like a week and a change and some
Oh,
change.
yeah. And some change. Yes, we do.
And give you your birthday present. It'll be so fun.
I keep forgetting, like, my birthday is coming up.
You're gonna be so old.
I don't even know, like, what. Well, like, the cat was my birthday present, so I don't even know. Like, my parents have not mentioned one thing about my birthday, which usually for like all the family birthdays, we do like at least like a little get together, like family party or whatever.
Outside of Monday night dinners.
Yeah. But I haven't heard anything, so I don't know.
Maybe they're surprising you.
Probably not. I don't
But
know.
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Did they contact you about a surprise party?
Nope. They did not. Maybe I contacted them. Oh, I didn't, but I mean, I've been in contact with your family a lot recently. I actually saw
What?
I saw your parents. I told you this. I saw your parents last weekend.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
Yep. Okay. Are you ready to hear about
What are we
what
talking
I'm
about today?
smattering you with today?
Smatter me.
Yeah, let me smatter you. So I think you've heard of these before.
These?
This. I think you've heard of this
This.
before. But I don't know how much you know about it. So
I don't
let
know
me
how
hold
much
my
I know
chips
about it
to
either
the
because I
side.
don't know what it is.
Oh, correct. Everyone else knows. You don't. We're talking about code talkers.
Code talkers.
Code talkers.
Wait, like from the war?
Yes, like from
Wars?
the war.
Like from from
From
the
the war. The
war?
code talk is from the war.
Like that one book that we had to read in eighth grade.
What book did we have to read in eighth grade?
You didn't have to, we had to read it.
What was it? We were in the same class.
I think it was literally called like the Code Talkers, like the
Oh.
Navajo.
Oh yeah, I don't remember that, but
I think it was literally called Code Talker.
so this quote. Hold on 1 second, I got a call. Okay, we're back. Oh, that's gonna be so good for me. I haven't been able to like have my voice for like 3 weeks
Yeah.
because I keep teaching in this big open field house
You need to get just like a megaphone.
with all this competing music and children who don't know how to focus, which is fine because they're children. But I'm doing that for like 3 hours straight. It's just me talking. No one else is talking. Just me. I mean, other people are talking, just not to my kids. So, this quote from JK, I forgot where it's from. I actually think it's from, I think it's called like Unwritten History. Their job was to send coded messages about troop movement, enemy positions, and other critical information on the battlefield. Woo.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was like mid yawn when you said that.
So, most famously, people know the Navajo or Diné code talkers who were in the Pacific Theater during World War II.
Pacific
However,
Theater, what does that mean?
the European theater, the Pacific Theater.
What are we talking about, like a
Like the Pacific part of World War II, not the European one.
what? What are we talking
World
about?
War II didn't just happen in Europe.
Yeah.
It happened in the Pacific too, along like Japan and Hawaii and all of those islands in the Philippines. And
Yeah.
so that's called the Pacific Theater.
I've never heard that before.
Okay, well, you
Theater
should have.
as in like musical theater?
The theater, yes.
I've never heard that before, actually.
Yes. Well, you should have taken World War II history with me.
Oh, well, I didn't, so.
And because we talked a lot about the Pacific Theater and that. I don't know if we talked about the Code Talkers, but
I didn't have an available class to be able to take that in high school.
that's true. I did like nothing in high school. So, I mean, I did a lot of stuff in high school. I just didn't do normal things. Okay. So, yeah. So, most famously, people know the Navajo. And I think that they're called, I think it's a Diné, is like maybe what they call themselves, who were in the Pacific during World War II. But it started back in World War I with the Choctaw, where the code talkers were fluent in both their native tribal language and English.
That's cool.
Yeah, so the Choctaw language wasn't the only one that was used during World War I. We'll get into that more, but they did use written and verbal communication, whereas the Navajo code talkers only were, it was only verbal.
Oh, okay.
There's no written language for it.
I feel like the lesser known the language, the more successful it would be.
Yes, I think you will.
Especially if it's only like concentrated in like one small area of the world.
Right. So in World War II, the military decided to specifically recruit and train Native Americans to become code talkers. And like I said, the most famous being the Navajo. However, there were at least 14 other Native nations that worked in both the Pacific and in Europe.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote them down, and I'm so sorry if I say it wrong. You can yell at me in my email or in our
I'm
email.
not surprised if you like say all these
This is
incorrectly,
probably a
honestly.
very all the very white pronunciations of it.
I
So, 14 other Native nations, though, not just Navajo,
did, wow, that's a
Cherokee,
lot.
Comanche, Cheyenne, Osage, Yankton, Sioux. I know I say that one right. Sioux, Lakota, Meskwaki, Mohawk. Got that one right too. Tlingit. I think this is said Hopi,
Oh, yeah.
Cree, and Crow.
Wow.
So it's a lot more expansive than just like I think what is mostly talked about historically speaking. And out of all of these 14 Native nations, there were between 500, or sorry, 400 and 500 people in this like specifically recruited program. there was a lot more who were a lot more like Native Americans who were who like fought in World War II. But 400 to 500 of those people were in the specific like Code Talker program.
Okay.
So this specific demographic was recruited to help the US during the war, but many were highly aware of this irony of like, oh, we're gonna help the US. Because if you're familiar with anything American history, still a very small part that's talked about in American history is that, you know, obviously these Native nations were forced off of their lands a lot of times into specific reservations. And especially during like up to World War II and like probably like the, you know, 100 or 200 years before, they were forced to assimilate. And I think it was really like the, you know, probably closer to just like the 100 years before this, that they were like forced to assimilate into white American culture and not embrace their language and culture, and even were like punished for speaking their traditional language. So a lot of these languages like were only preserved by like a very few people within like the tribe who actually sp like spoke the language.
That's amazing.
Especially because it's not like a written language. They don't have a way to like pass it down that way. It's all spoken. And if they were caught speaking it when they were in these like there were like institutions to assimilate, is I think is what the word that they use to like force them into this like out of their culture. They would be
Oh my
punished for
goodness.
it. So that's kind of sad. And I think like we'll kind of like find out later on about like their recognition and stuff for like this work within the military. That there are probably a lot of kind of like, ugh, you know, like feelings towards like, you know, like we helped a lot, and despite, you know, being forced off of our land and to like, you know, have to change our ways and how we've lived for hundreds of years, and then like we're helping you, and then like we're not even gonna get recognition for it. Yeah, so yes, but anyways, the military wasn't the only branch to utilize the Code Talkers. So the US Marine and Navy forces also use them. And I think like that's kind of cool. Like especially in like the Pacific, I think that was like a lot of like the Marine and Navy people using, or like they were part of the Marine or Navy units.
I wonder who like came up with like the idea to like do this whole like code talker thing, because like if they were like so against them like speaking the language, like who was like, you know what, it could actually be useful.
Just wait, we're gonna get into it. It's actually kind of a cool story. So in 1940, recruitment began, and 2 years later, in 1942, the first class of 29 Navajos graduated. So there were originally 30, but one of them dropped out. And this was the first class of people to graduate this program. They did basic training just like every other like military, you know,
Like boot camp
personnel.
and stuff.
And they were also tasked with developing and memorizing a military code specific for the military that used only spoken language. So it was like, you know, here's this really intense physical training and mental training that you're gonna do. On top of it, we want you to create and memorize, like, you know, a whole language for each other out of your language and English. Like, codes are not easy to make.
No. Even just learning another language is a lot when you're an adult, especially one that's like not probably like any other languages.
So the people who are in this program were like specifically Navajo and either like fluently spoke the language already or like knew the language to some extent, and then they kind of built upon that. When they were developing this code, they were placed in a guarded room until they were done. Like they were
A
sequestered.
guarded, like prison?
Kind of,
A
I
guarded
guess.
room.
Yeah, and so like other people, you know, on like the base
Oh,
couldn't like get in and
like
like,
confidential.
yeah, like they were very sequestered and like had to come up with a way that could be effective, but that like other people weren't gonna like figure out.
Yeah, the enemy wasn't gonna crack.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really stressful. Like, so much pressure.
Have you seen the movie The Mathematician with Benedict Cucumber Man?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I've really watched anything with him in it,
So
actually.
that movie is about a mathematician in what is it, England, who's working to break I think the machine's called the Enigma. It's like the German machine that like resets their like code every like day at 12, and like all the Germans had like the key to the code, but they would work all day like tirelessly to like figure out like the code. And the mathematician guy builds a it's a computer basically to like solve it within like 30 minutes or something, whereas like they would go all day, and then like as soon
This
as
like
it
a
hit like
futuristic?
no, this is a real story. Yeah. And yeah, it's such a good movie. I would definitely recommend watching it. It's like amazing. I think it's based on a true story too.
Interesting.
Which like I feel like this story kind of like reminds me of that. It's like the American side, but they're creating the code, not breaking it. So they created two types of codes. And the first type of code they created, they did a great job naming it. It's called Type 1 code. So, it's great. And it had consisted of 26 Navajo terms that stood for individual English letters that could be used to spell out a word. So it's kind of like our, like Foxtrot, Romeo, Echo, like that thing.
Yeah,
Like how
the
there's like
what is that
specific,
called? Like
I
the
don't know.
alpha, is it?
But
What is
like
that?
it's like that kind of thing. What is that called? Does it have a name?
It does. It's like on the tip of my tongue. I'm looking it up.
Want to know what it's called?
Phonetic alphabet?
Oh, maybe.
I think it's the phonetic alphabet.
So they had like the Navajo word. I'm sorry, they would have the English translation, and whatever the first letter of the English translation was, like the letter that they would spell, but they use the Navajo word for the English translation. So for instance, Navajo word for ant, and they wrote it down for me, which was really nice. Wolachi was used to represent the letter A in English because ant starts with A. But they would say Wolachi. Yeah.
So like there's like layers to it. It's like, okay, you have to
Yes.
like think like that
So
word means this, and then like that word then means like a
yeah.
letter.
So then they had like so there were like several I guess it wasn't just 26. It looks like they had three words for each letter so they could like interchange. Like they had ant, apple, and axe. So like ant is like Wolachi, apple is Bila Sanana, or sorry, Sana, Sanana, banana, B or Bila Sana, and axe is C Neil. And
Okay, that's
this
pretty
goes for
smart.
like, so they have like badger, bear, barrel, cat, cole, cow, deer, devil, dog, etc.
Dear devil dog.
Deer Dell Dog. And then they have this one that's kid and it's Clizzy Yazzy. Okay. Yeah, so they have like all of these things. And then like for X, Y, Z or the last like W, sorry, V, W, X, Y, and Z is just one letter. So they could like interchange these words. They didn't always have to, so then people wouldn't catch on as much because there's not just the 26,
Okay. So they would literally like say, like they would just like translate it letter by letter.
Yes. Yeah, to spell out like English words. And like when they were talking to each other, they'd say it in Navajo, and then someone else would translate it. That like they worked in pairs. So they had one person like listening or like talking in Navajo, and then the second person would like write it down in English. So then they had the second code type, which they really uniquely named this one
Which
too.
type two?
Type 2
Let
code,
me guess.
yeah, yep.
What if they named it like type B or something?
So like this is type A or type 1 and this is type Wolachi. Just like something so random.
Uh.
Okay. So this code contained words that could be directly translated from English into Navajo, and the code talkers also developed a dictionary of 211 terms that later expanded to 411 words for military words and names that didn't originally exist in the Navajo language.
Why the 11?
Which is how many they needed, I guess.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
So there was no existing Navajo word for submarine. Fancy that.
I
Crazy.
mean, they probably wouldn't come across too many be 'cause where are the Navajo? Where were they like from?
A great question.
I'm pretty sure like it
But
wasn't
it's
like
like,
on a co it wasn't like on a
no,
coast or
I don't
anything.
think it
Like it
was
was like in
coastal.
the
Like the
middle.
plains or something.
I don't know why I want to say like
Oh, like the
Idaho or like what.
Dakotas. Is it in the Dakota? No, that Dakota is a tribe, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay. We're sounding really ignorant right now. I'm sorry, guys.
I only know the Michigan Native Americans because that's all we learned.
You know the Indiana ones too.
How do I know the Indiana ones?
The Potawatomi.
Okay, I was gonna say that's my favorite.
Okanagan.
That's my like favorite word to say. Okay, the Navajo were in an area kind of like it was kind of like crossing borders between Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico.
Oh, okay, so not the plains. Great.
But also possibly Idaho. I don't know.
Okay.
I knew it was
Okay.
like somewhere over out
Out
west.
west. Okay, cool. So there was no word for submarine, so they agreed to use the term beshlo, which translates to iron fish.
Iron fish. Why not just like underwater boat?
That was probably a lot harder to say.
Maybe. Iron fish. Okay. Makes sense.
Let me find another example. They're really interesting. Okay. So like, 'cause there's like military things.
Oh,
So
yeah.
a ship for like a sea fort. Okay, sorry. Ships in general. Tow, dine, e. Sea force. That's what it translates to. Sea force. Battleship. Lo, stow. Just I don't know how to say the TS sound. Stow. Stow. No.
So,
Maybe it's just like low. So. Ignore the T.
isn't that like a
So.
in like Asian languages too?
Yes. Yeah.
So,
So.
like Japanese or something.
And that is whale. So for battleship, whale. Aircraft. Oh, I don't want to try to pronounce this one. CD Mofa Yee High. Bird carrier. Don't laugh at it.
Yeehaw.
Yee High. I know it's the most white way I could say it.
Yeehaw in the
Apparently,
sky. There's a plane.
there's the bird carrier.
Yeah.
No, but I think that like I was reading about like the Navajo language, and it's very like tonal.
I want to hear someone like speak it.
Maybe we can find a clip. But like I don't know what tone these are supposed to be set in. It's like I think it's kind of like Chinese or Japanese where it's like you can say
There's
the
probably
same
like an
sound,
accent to
but it
it
has like an
too.
accent or like that tonal thing.
Right.
So they had something for like minesweeper, which was beaver. This one I probably can say cha. They had one for a destroyer, which they called kalo, shark. Transport they called a man carrier.
Okay.
Yeah. A cruiser they called a small whale,
A small whale.
and a mosquito boat they call a mosquito. I don't know
That
what a mosquito boat is,
I don't know either.
but they had a list for all of the different planes. Like for planes in general, they called also Air Force, just like you know how ships in general were Sea Force.
Okay.
Dive bomber they called a chicken hawk.
Chicken hawk?
Yeah, because I think that's a thing, right? Like chicken hawk, like that kind of, it's a kind of bird.
It's a kind of bird? A
I
chicken
think
hawk?
so. Why
I don't know.
don't we look it up?
A chicken hawk? I'll look it up. You keep talking.
Okay. I have food in my mouth. Okay. Anyways, for an OBS plan, an OBS plan, I don't know, an owl. A torpedo plane, a swallow, a Fighter plane, a hummingbird, a bomber plane, a buzzard, a patrol plane, a crow, and transport, an eagle.
I mean, it makes sense that they're all like animals being. So, a chicken hawk is an unofficial designation for three species of North American hawks: a Cooper's hawk, a sharp-shinned hawk, and the buteo species, red-tailed hawk.
Oh,
I don't know why they
wait.
call them chicken hawks,
Oh,
though.
I know why red-tailed hawks, because they'll dive down and steal your chickens. Literally.
Oh.
That's why we had a fence over top of our chickens, because we had red-tailed hawks in the area.
That's scary.
Okay. So in combat, like I said, two of these like code talkers would be paired together. One would operate the radio and one would translate to English or back from English to the Navajo. So they had to keep moving as they received messages, especially when they were in the Pacific, because Japanese soldiers were targeting not just soldiers, radio operators, like medics, car
Oh.
drivers, like people who were
Anyone
not
from the
like
opposite side, they
anyone from the
were.
opposite side.
That's scary.
So, and especially like the radio people, because they're the ones who are transmitting all of like they're communicating with each other.
I don't know if that reminded me. Well, I guess I do know why it reminded me of it, but like it, I have not thought about this in like a super long time. One of our neighbors used to have, like, this was like a long time ago, like a few houses ago. We were like, we're helping her
Was
clean
it the one with
out.
the Beagle Neighbors that I watched the one time, like several years later? Like at
I
your
don't know.
house before the house before you were neighbors with your grandma.
It was like,
Like in the neighborhood, the big neighborhood, the
no.
suburb. No.
No. Anyway, we were like helping her clean out like her closet or something. I don't even know. And she had these like metal tags that had like red and white kind of just like on them. Like they were obviously like part of like something and they're like metal. I already said that. But apparently, I think they were from World War II and they were from like pieces of like a Japanese fighter plane.
Whoa.
That, like, I think this is correct. Hopefully, I'm not telling a weird story, but I guess, like, after they, like, I guess it was a thing after, like, shooting down or, like, whatever, like, defeating a plane, you would, like, take a piece of it to, I don't know, a souvenir or just to prove you, I don't even know, to prove that it went
Whoa.
down or something. But she, like, had these from, like, her, like, father or grandfather or something.
Whoa.
That just like reminded me of them.
That's wild. That would be so scary though, like just war in general, but then like trying to like communicate and stay calm and but also be on the move and like not get shot.
Yeah.
So throughout the war, the codes remained unbroken. No one ever cracked the codes.
They never, like, the entirety of the.
The entirety of World War II, these Navajo codes were never broken.
That's impressive.
So the military obviously wanted to keep the program classified so that this could be utilized for future wars. However, for like reasons unknown to me, the program was declassified in 1968.
Huh.
And they weren't highly documented like other groups during the war, partly because of like the secrecy around it. But also because the military didn't recognize the significance that they would bring to winning the war. They were just kind of like, oh, they're just like another line of communication. We don't need to like take a bunch of pictures. We don't need to take video footage or like
That
anything
probably
like that.
saved a lot of lives. Oh man, they didn't take any photos or anything.
There's very few. And so like they weren't even allowed to like when they were enlisted in this program, they were not allowed to talk to like their families or like anyone about like what they were doing, like specifically. They were just like,
Oh, sure.
we're in the military, I'm in the Navy, you know. And like until 1968.
Wow.
Like
I wonder,
over a
yeah.
like 2 decades later.
I wonder why they like decided to like declassify. Like, did they think like they were like worried about it eventually getting like cracked or something, and
I
they
don't
just
know.
decided to like retire it or something? I don't know.
I don't know. But there really wasn't any real recognition of the Code Talkers until 2001.
2001.
Yep. And so the Congressional Gold Medals were awarded to some of the Code Talkers. There were 5 living ones at the time in 2001.
I was gonna
So they
say, like,
were.
most of them are probably passed or on their way out, like, by then.
Yeah. So they awarded 5 medals at this like ceremony, and then the additional 24 for the original 29 Code Talkers, from like the first graduating class,
Yeah.
they gave to like the next of kin or their families.
Oh, okay. That's nice. At least they better late than never, I guess. I don't know.
I guess, but like, I
But
have
like
to
what,
think.
like there's no like reason why they shouldn't have been recognized, like
No. There isn't. But, like,
at
part of
least like in
it.
1968, you know, like
Yes. Yes. Ugh. Because, like, okay, so part of it also, because we mentioned, like, earlier, like, how there was obviously kind of this, like, irony or, like, tension because they're, you know, of their history with white settlers and people in their
yeah.
lands. So they were fighting alongside other non-Native Americans, like white people or black people or et cetera, who were in the military and stuff, fighting right alongside of them. But they were also fighting for their right to vote because they didn't have a right to vote secured as Native Americans until 1965.
Oh my goodness.
So I think that might have part of it to do with like not documenting the group's, you know, efforts as much too, because they just weren't recognized as like a group of people, you
Right.
know? So I think that's probably part of it, which is so
They
unfortunate,
weren't
but
like
like,
worthy or whatever.
yeah. But like, I think it's really good that like in 2001, finally, it should have happened sooner, but like finally someone was like, they made a huge difference, and we'll talk about like how they made a huge difference in a second here. They literally changed the course of the war. And like all of the people who worked alongside of them, who were non-Native Americans, highly, highly, highly respected them for what they were doing and how they worked and just as people in general.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Regardless
their
of
language
their,
that you're using, like.
yes. So like the people who worked alongside of them really respected and like, you know, wanted to recognize them, because when it became declassified, the program was declassified, whoever was president at the time got like over like 15,000 letters saying that they deserve recognition.
Wow.
So about 25% of all Native American men were in the military during World War II, which is the
How
highest
many?
of 25% of all Native American men, which is the
Oh, okay.
highest of any group of people during the war. They were the
Highest
highest, like,
percentage?
yeah,
Okay. I mean, there's like a lot
of
less of
any
them, but
demographic, but like still.
yeah, that's significant, obviously.
Yeah, because like you would think it would kind of be like the same amongst
For,
the
well,
different
yeah, and for
demographics.
like a people that like were kind of tossed aside and not really
Yeah, some of them
like
volunteered, but
valued
some of them
as
were drafted,
equals.
so
Okay.
it wasn't like 100% like everyone's choice to join the efforts. But I think
Right.
it might have been like their choice to be in the program. Okay. So they have been credited with helping with massive operations such as D-Day and Iwo Jima. And it was specifically noted that the US would not have been able to pull off Iwo Jima without them.
Wow.
So during Iwo Jima, which was like I think like over a month long, like trying to gain control, 6 Navajo Code Talker Marines successfully transmitted more than 800 messages without error.
How many did they have with air?
It was like the 800 messages. They didn't have error.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. I feel like I would just have a hard enough time like hearing what they
I
were
can't
saying
read
over
people's
the.
lips. Like,
Well, wait, how far away were they? Like, was it over like a phone
it's
type
over
thing?
their
Or...
radio, like their field radio.
Well, yeah, okay, radio, yeah. So like I doubt the sound quality was that good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking back to like when I worked like the drive-through at Taco Bell, and like that's kind of like a radio sort of system, and like it was I could never understand what people are saying. Like, I just have such a hard time with that.
Good thing that the everything is at Taco Bell is like the same thing, just in a different form. So during World War
Like,
One,
yeah.
Choctaw, Cherokee, and Comanche were the main languages used. So Germany and Japan sent students to learn these languages after the war.
Oh.
They like sent them to the US and were like, here, somehow we figured this out. So go learn these languages in case they use it again.
Oh. That's a little unsettling. I don't know.
Yeah, so like the US obviously felt uneasy with continuing to use those language or even code talkers in general. But around
That makes
1940,
sense.
a man named Philip Johnston learned that an armored division in Louisiana was trying to create another code, and he thought of a new unbreakable code.
Unbreakable. We know what things, when, what happens when things are labeled un something,
I mean, did you listen to the
unthinkable.
Titanic episode? So, Johnston's family were missionaries, and he grew up on a reserve, learning the Navajo language and customs, even though he wasn't Navajo himself. He was white. He became so fluent in the Navajo language that he was asked to serve as an interpreter for a Navajo delegation in Washington, D.C., fighting for Native American rights when he was 9.
9 years old? I'm just going to DC to, oh my gosh.
To negotiate, apparently.
Wow. How'd they even find him? And
He
why
was
was it?
living on a reserve with his parents who were missionaries.
Yeah, but like, why didn't his parents just do it?
Probably because they weren't like assimilated to the language like he was. Kids pick up on language so fast.
I guess that's true. He's probably playing with like all the Navajo children and stuff too, and but imagine just like sending like, 'cause that's like the whole other side of the country, just sending like your 9-year-old to like maybe one of them went with him, I don't know, but wow.
I wouldn't think so, but like, can you imagine like the tribal leaders approaching his parents and being like, so we'd like to bring Philip to Washington, D.C. And like, Philip is standing there translating, obviously, between his parents and like
Yeah. Like, I'm
these
sure his parents
leaders.
knew some words, but like, yeah, definitely.
But they're like, we'd like to bring him because we think he'd be a really great asset because we're trying to like translate and have these people understand us. So, can your 9-year-old son come and like
Be our translator.
be our translator? Have you seen the video of like a mom who's like deaf and her child's like hearing, and like the mom's like trying to like chew out like someone about something over the phone or like whatever, and she's like, no, say it like really mean, and the little girl's like, da, 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 like yelling at like this man, like looks at her mom and she's like signs back what like the man is saying or whatever.
I've not
That's
seen
just what I
that.
imagine, like 9-year-old Philip out like in the Congress building being like, so Chief so and so really thinks that maybe we shouldn't have polluted water on our land, or like whatever, like we think that like he says that like they need to be able to vote. It's like their right in this democracy,
Yeah, like what? He probably got like bored too, like it's like, can I just like go play outside or whatever? Like, oh my goodness.
So anyways, he became so, oh wait, I said that one already. Johnston suggested to the military in like the night like around 1940 that they use the Navajo language as their new code because it was so complex with their syntax, like the sentence structure
The
and
kid
the
suggested this?
tonation. No, he's a man at this point.
Oh, okay.
He had like fought in World War I.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And because it's like purely a spoken language. So they were like, he was like, I think this is unbreakable. So they did. And this is perhaps like something that was just like really cool to me. So they were like, we'll give it a shot. We might not use it, but we'll give it a shot. So they like were like, we have to test this code. And in doing so, the code talker successfully translated, transmitted, and retranslated a message in 2.5 minutes, a message that would have taken hours for a team to complete without the Navajo code.
How would they have done it like without that? Like how'd they do that before?
Well, you know, like usually what, like how codes would work kind of like during that time is it'd be like they would take like the alphabet letters and like rotate them a couple spots and then like mismatch all the words or something like that, and then have like one keyword that was like the key for like how to
So it
like
wouldn't be like
break the
a
code.
It wouldn't be like a spoken thing
Well, like
necessarily.
I don't think that the message, like they were saying, like they wouldn't, if another group of people was trying to do this like same exercise, they wouldn't have used like the Navajo code. They would have had to use a different code, and it would have taken them hours to complete the whole thing.
Okay. Wow.
2.5 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
So
there you
then
have
they
it.
were listening.
So then it was off and running, and they literally changed the course of World War II. And
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were also utilized in Europe, but that's not as talked about as like the Pacific. But they were there for D-Day
Wow.
and like anything like from like 1942 forward, like any major Pacific event, like they were there. Yep.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I thought so. That's
Yeah.
like not like the longest story, but like
Yeah,
I'm
I
sure that
definitely.
there's like so much more about like the specific like people too, but I was like, I just kind of feel like a good like broad smattering is better right now.
Yeah, I remember like reading that book about it was about like I think it was like a autobiography or biography from like one of the men that was like a code talker.
I don't recall that, but that's cool.
I'm
Maybe
pretty
it was
sure.
like our book of choice, like you had to do like historical, you know.
No, I think we all had because I don't think I
There's a
would.
movie from 2002 called Wind Talkers, I think. That's about it. I haven't seen it, but it looks good. Are you looking up the book?
I am of the Edgewater clan, born for water that flows together. My grandfather's clans are one who walks around and Red Bottom's clan, and that's who I am. I've been on Adishna Ado Nashti Ado Das Obijinsta. I'd say
Yeah, so I don't know.
Wow. It sounds really interesting. And I'm sure that there's like little intonations and like things like that that we don't even hear.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to have a very trained ear, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like just with a lot of languages, like I don't know. I just probably am ignorant or something, but like when
Same.
you don't know, it all just kind of like blurs together and like sounds like the
Yeah.
same. Like how do you like distinguish all the
I
sounds and
love
everything?
hearing the videos of people like, this is what English sounds like to non-English speakers. Because it's like, you can almost like, it's like, oh, wait, I thought I heard something intelligible in there. And then I was like, oh, no. It's all gibberish.
It would be so interesting to like hear like English not knowing English.
Well, like some people
No.
post things online that's like, here are some like pronunciation tips for like people learning English. And it's like, it's not I'm going to, it's I'm gonna. And if you want to go even shorter, I'm a, or like I'm gonna, I don't know, like they're like different variations. And I was like, I didn't even realize I did that, but like I'm like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, like gonna go. And I never say I'm going to go
I know it's
unless
hard
I'm
enough
like
to like.
emphasizing, well, I'm going to go, like.
Yeah,
Even then, I'd probably be like, I'm gonna go.
I am going to go. Yeah, Yeah, I mean it's hard enough to like learn English, and they're probably learning like the proper like
Yeah.
grammatically correct English, and then
No one speaks it.
like no one actually in America really speaks. I mean, yeah, unless you're like writing an essay or saying a, I mean even
Even
like
then, people don't do
speeches,
it
like
correctly.
you're gonna say like the contractions and all that, so
Yeah. Yeah. I can't even imagine learning like contractions. Like I know in French there's like the D apostrophe or L apostrophe or M apostrophe. Like there are the different like things where you're like, oop, I hit my mic. You do the like apostrophe.
yeah, were you, yeah.
And like that one was pretty fairly straightforward, but like contractions where it's like we are is we're and you are is your, but I am does not have one. Oh wait, no, it does. I'm I'm trying to think of one that, no, they all have one, don't they? For like that verb to
Probably.
be, the to
Even there, I
be.
mean, there's even ain't, so have there's people like
What
mix like three together.
is the ain't contraction supposed to
I
be?
don't.
Are not?
I.
Like it's supposed to be like is not, are not? Like aren't?
I
Is not ain't?
ain't. I ain't. Like, what? I don't
I
know.
am not.
But how's am not? Am not? Am not? Am not? Am not, ain't.
The only thing I can think of, I don't know.
But
Speaking of
one thing
which,
about, oh,
has anyone
what?
heard or went to the you're pronouncing it wrong or whatever our one episode was
We have an
about
episode of that?
English words? Or is it, wait, no.
Do we have an episode like that?
It was one of our early ones. Like, what was our first episode?
Wasn't it like chocolate bars or something?
No, it wasn't.
Oh yeah, that was our second one. I
Oh, it
don't
was
know.
American slang and pronunciation. English slang and
Oh
pronunciation.
yeah, that was so long ago.
That was so long ago. Like that one, we probably talk about something in, you know? Let's see.
Talk about something, I don't know.
Talk about something. It is, oh, just common slang and pronunciation.
Yeah, because we did like British versus American and like some Aussie.
Australian,
Yeah.
yeah. I knew. I knew it.
That was almost 3 years ago.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
And next
That
month is gonna be our
was
3 year anniversary of doing this podcast.
five.
Wow.
That one came out on 5/22.
Wow. That is insane.
Wow, I can't believe that. Are we gonna like do anything special for it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Just skip all the consonants.
One thing about English, though, is that it's got to be easier to not have to memorize like a gender for
Oh
each
my gosh.
word. Like it's just like the, like everything's just
Yeah.
like
And then if it belongs
genderless.
to someone else, like so you like his thing, her thing, their thing.
Yeah, like that's one thing where it's like it's got to be, that part has to be like much
But
easier.
also, English has so many words in it compared to like I keep going back to French because that's what we studied, but like so many more words than like French does, or even like ASL. Like ASL be
Oh
like
yeah.
it's a lot about like facial expressions and stuff, but like you can say like you can use the same like hand gesture and it means like four different things depending on
Like
context and
context.
like what your face is doing and like you know your body language kind of thing. But like with French it's the same thing too where it will be like oh like I don't know like something strong or something you know like we like different words for like strong you know bulky buff like you know they might have like some slang in there but like we have like where they have like one word we have like
Oh,
10 words for like literally the same thing but it's
yeah.
like slightly different like connotation.
Yeah. But then, like, in a lot of other languages, like, didn't we have that? We did have a podcast on that or an episode where there was like a lot of words that are in other languages that we just don't have a word for in
Yes.
English.
Yes. Yeah. That
That'd be interesting if
was
there's any, is it just.
episode 23.
If there's any like words in the Navajo language that we don't have in English.
Probably. I think the thing that's like hard like learning a language is like someone who's like a more like abstract thinker, not like a child, is that you think like, oh, I need to do like a literal word for word translation, and like getting that like syntax out of your brain is like the hardest thing, I feel like.
Yeah,
And I
for
can't
sure.
imagine trying to switch like in like when the code talkers were doing their stuff, they would be switching between like the Navajo syntax and stuff, and then have to like flip it into English
Yeah, like very
so quick.
quickly and under like pressure and like in the midst of war
I
and
mean,
battle.
that's just a little bit of pressure,
Just a little bit.
just a little bit.
Everyone is around me dying, but.
And I'm being shot at actively,
Oh
and
my
there's a
goodness.
guy with a machete coming towards me, like,
Right.
because they also were like combat trained. They weren't just like sitting in a room like listening to radios all day. They were out like actively working. I
Yeah.
hope they got paid well. They probably didn't, but I hope they did.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. Hope you have a great week, and this has been your smattering of facts.
Woo.
Woohoo! Bye.
Bye.